before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
This is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. Once again with the show, You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. And I'm zooming in here from Grass Valley. And I got Rosalie Brown as well, my co-host and producer of the show. She's zooming in from the lovely LA. And yeah, it's been we were just talking about the weather we've all been experiencing, and she's been seeing all her friends up here in the mountains, and we pre-record this just to let you guys know it's Wednesday today. And yeah, it's been quite the ride.
Well, I think I was actually on the phone with you yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. We were on the phone when I was
And I was like, wait, you sound distracted. And all of a sudden you're like, well, let me try to describe to you what I'm witnessing. And like the snow is coming down and cars are peeling out. And I'm like, say what? What's going on?
Yeah. So yesterday, Tuesday, some of you know, if you live in the county, I was driving to Nevada City and from Grass Valley. And I can't remember, probably around 11 o'clock. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm going through Brunswick Basin, and then there's a CHP officer in front of like two other cars in front of me going back and forth on the highway to slow traffic down. I figure, oh, you know, somebody must have dropped something out of the back of their truck or something. They got to clear it off. No big deal, whatever. And so I didn't get off the freeway, and I just stayed on the freeway and drove up, and then got to the top of the hill at the Banner Mountain, Banner Lava Cap Bridge there. And there's snow on the ground. And I could look down towards Gold Flat or Gold Run, and I could see a wall of snow coming down. I mean, it was literally like a wall. It was clear where I was. It wasn't raining, wasn't doing anything, but it was completely white, just a half a mile down the road, right? And then as the traffic's moving kind of slowly, and the snow's getting deeper and deeper. And it was, I mean, we're literally talking from the top of that hill to that first on-ramp, it completely changed. It was slushy and maybe a little bit of snow at the top of the hill. And ironically, as you're going downhill, it's more snow, which doesn't normally happen in Nevada County, right? It's usually as you go up. And the snow's getting deeper and deeper to the point where the road now all of a sudden is a sheet of ice. And the truck that's in front of me that has that's pulling a small cargo trailer starts to jackknife and slide towards the car in front of him. So I'm pulling over to the side of the road, trying to get into the shoulder, because I figure, well, at least it's not ice. At least it's just snow. That'll stop me, because I just have my two-wheel drive trucks that moved off Banner. And then I finally get off. I mean, it was just nuts. And then you come to see all these cars are spun out, and CHP officers and tow trucks. And then I get off the road and take the back roads around town to get to downtown. And as I got off the road, I go by Telestream and the mini place, and there's like almost no snow on the ground. So like there must have like just been this cell that parked itself right over Highway 49, right there at the Seven Hills District, and just dumped snow and hail. It was crazy. It was just nuts. And then it's gonna be like 80 degrees this weekend, right?
I think that's what was tripping me out, is that so I saw the pictures, because I'm, you know, I follow Ubinet, and like you said, I still got plenty of friends that have experienced this weather. And then I saw like, oh, but you're going to be able to break out your shorts and your swim tops, because it's going to be like summer weather this weekend. And I was like, you know, that's something that it kind of reminds me of, not to bring up Michigan, but I got to be honest with you. There's a whole saying, and you know, because you know, you have ties to St. Paul and you've been back that way many times. And it's like, you know, there's a kind of a saying, if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes, because it's going to change. Yeah. And they mean usually in the same, like they literally mean 5 minutes, because I've been there when it's
because you're on the plane. So the weather just moves really faster. We're in the mountains, so that doesn't normally happen like that. It slows things down, right? The hillside, the mountains slow stuff down. Yeah.
I just can't believe you're going to be like, there you go, dumping snow to break out the shorts. So that's going to be interesting. Yeah. You're going to have a bunch of people probably out and about this weekend. So, I mean, good for you. You guys deserve it. I mean, that's awful. That's awful.
But yeah, this time of year is crazy. So, yeah. So it was just interesting. Kind of fun, because it was also we were talking off air about different products and services that we sell, and also trying to figure out what we're going to talk about on the show today, because that's one thing that we're
Whoops.
It's been okay. A little crazy.
My yeah, bad.
I'm just coming. I'm still coming off COVID. You're
my bad.
Dealing just, with a bunch of stuff for yourself. We're both kind of just, it's just crazy right now. Right. So
I'm actually taking a assistant producer title this time because I did not come prepared with topics.
But it's nuts. I mean, things have just been nuts this last couple of weeks. And yeah.
It has been. But the cool thing is we are working on, with so much going on, and also ABT, you know, shows brought to you by ABT, having plumbing, electrical, heat, and air, right? So we always have things that to think about, talk about, promote. And so what we kind of honed in on in the month of May was we were kind of talking a lot about electrical safety, things like that. But we also are looking at, since we're, believe it or not, with the snow, it's hard to say this, but we're in that shoulder season, right? So really, the other topic that we thought was real important to talk about too is the benefit of the whole house fan, because a lot of folks, I think in the older homes especially, you know, I know my older house when I lived in Nevada City, man, did not have great insulation and did not have great air circulation. So I would have loved to have had a whole house fan, if not
one also.
Well, HVAC system would have been great, but a whole house fan would have been just as great.
Yeah. I mean, a whole house fan does not necessarily take the place of AC. Like, I have a whole house fan and I still use my air conditioning, but I like to be comfortable. But one of the nice things is about where we live is it tends to cool off at night. You know, it doesn't get freezing at night, but it cools off enough where it's comfortable. So all house fan, what it does is it brings in that outside cooler air in the evening and keeps the house cool throughout the night. So you're not having to run the air conditioning. And I've had friends that actually we've put them in for, and they've got regular work lives where they're not working in their home office, or at least this is pre-pandemic, not working at the home office. And they would turn their fan on at night, run it all day, run it all night, turn it off, close the house up, leave for work, and they'd come home and the house would still be comfortable. And then they would turn the whole house fan back on, and it would, outside air would be a little cooler than the inside air because, you know, the solar radiation would heat the house up a little bit, because of the fact that they kept the house closed, they didn't need to turn their AC on. So they could go most of summer without actually having to turn their air conditioning on, just because of that fact that they cool that house down in the evening enough that they'd be comfortable. So, well, that's because of where we live, because it cools off at night here.
Yeah. I mean, and that to me would have been worth it, because it was you know how hard it is to sleep at night when it's like just stale air and it's hot.
Even on Banner Mountain, I put one in up on Banner Mountain on our house up there, and we didn't have air conditioning. And you have those 2 or 3 weeks where it's just miserable up there. And being able to turn that ace, being able to turn on the whole house fan to cool off the house at night, and then shutting everything up, and then going through the day with it a little stifly in there, but it would be okay.
It wasn't as bad as manageable for sure.
Yeah.
So one thing I wanted to kind of check in with you about. So I heard that and you know, a lot of the homes in our area in Nevada County are. Nevada and Placer County are older homes, right? So didn't the whole house fan from like years ago that we would install, weren't those kind of like noisy?
Yeah.
So things have improved a lot, right?
The fan that I put in on our house in Banner Mountain, this is 15 years ago or whatever, 10 years ago. I didn't have access to the whole house fans that we have today. And I put in one of the older school ones with the little louvers that open up when you turn the fan on, and you've got this big blade and this big fan that's like sits right on top of the joist, and you can literally see the fan twirling right there. Those things are noisy. I mean, it sounds like a helicopter when you turn it on. So that would be one of those things where we wouldn't turn it on. We wouldn't leave it on all night. We would turn it on for maybe an hour and just deal with the noise and then turn it off. The fans that we're installing these days, the fan is actually in an acoustical ductwork that is remote from the plenum that's on the ceiling, or the box that's on the ceiling where the air comes in. And then it's ducted up into the joist bay up inside the attic, and then hung by straps. So it's not the fan isn't literally touching the structure of the house and reverberating on the house. Because one of the things with those old fans is it's sitting right on the joist, and you got these big blades spinning really fast and really loud. And it just like would shake the house, but you could hear it through the framing and then also the air. So yeah, they were really noisy. The new ones are so much quieter. I've got one in my house right now, our house in Grass Valley. And during the summertime, during the late spring, summer, and early fall, we'll run it pretty much every night. And we'll just turn it on low. It has a timer on it, you know, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 8 hours. Depending on how cool it is outside, I'll set it. Like if it's going to be a warmer evening, I'll just leave it on all night. I'll leave it on for 8 hours. If it's going to be cooler and I know it's going to get too cold, like, you know, coming up here in the next few weeks, it'll probably start warming up enough and we'll start turning it on. We'll just set it for like an hour or two, and then it'll turn off when we're sleeping and the house won't get too cold. Those things are, it's amazing. You don't even hear it. It's so quiet. We were kind of talking off air too, but you know, the nice thing is, you know, well, let's go back a little bit. What is a whole house fan? A whole house fan is a fan that literally pulls the air from outside into your home and then exhausts it through this fan. So you open some windows and some key areas, and then to pull air in from the outside and let it escape through into the attic and through the vents. So that's what a whole house fan does. And it, when it's on high, it'll exchange the air. I can't remember what it is roughly, but it's like, I think it's 4 to 5 times every hour. It'll exchange all the air inside your house. And it might even be greater than that. Don't quote me on that, because I'm just going off my memory and I'm still a little foggy from COVID. So, but it's literally pulling all the air from your house and putting it to the outdoors and pulling in fresh air. And one of the benefits I've found, no matter what time of year, is when I'm cooking, sometimes it's usually me when I'm cooking, I'll burn things. And especially during the winter months when everything's closed up and the range hood can't keep up with the amount of smoke that I've just created, because I've done a real good job of cooking and, you know, the smoke alarm's going off and dinner's ready, right? I'll turn the whole house fan on and evacuate all the smoke within minutes. It'll take it all outside. So, right. You know,
so you can hide your awesome. Crime. You can hide,
the crime. Exactly. Why? I didn't worry.
What are you talking about?
Well, what's so this chunk of meat that's on the front of
right.
That's the oven, another, sweetie.
We're gonna be ordering pizza, but that's okay. So it sounds like it really improves the indoor air quality, right? I mean, pretty quickly.
Yeah. So, I mean, it'll pull air in out from outside. So they're great. You know, speaking of indoor air quality, you know, you can't use it when there's fires. So that's one of the bummers that we have up here now, because the fire season is so much longer and smoke's so bad. But when it's not smoky, yeah, it'll pull in the outside air. So you don't get the stale air. It'll pull some of the, whatever you got inside the house outside. It can totally help with the indoor air quality. It's just so much more comfortable. And the savings, it's one of those things too. It's one of the best ways to save on energy for cooling your house, bar none. Way better than upgrading a couple sears in your air conditioning system. Way better than even better than some insulations and windows and things like that. It does a really good job. The payback is really fast because they're not ridiculously expensive. They're not ridiculously expensive to install. So the payback is within a couple years. You know, unlike, you know, like we'll put a tankless water heater and you're probably talking about 5 or 6 years before you're going to realize a payback on it. Or a new system, you're probably talking about a new HVAC system, you're probably talking about 10 or 15 years payback time on them. This will pay it back in a couple of years, easy. And sometimes, depending on how religious you are about using it, you could possibly even pay it off within one season. You know, and I know some friends that pay, you know, $500 or $600 a month during the cooling season. And if you can just keep that down by 20-30%, now you're talking, you know, $100 a month, a couple $100 a month. So it can be a substantial savings. So
sure, because it costs you so much less to run that versus your HVAC system.
Exactly. And there are times, you know, where if you're religious about it, you can actually use it in lieu of your air conditioning, depending on the time of year. One of the other benefits is we live in a ranch style house, single story. And my wife doesn't like us leaving the windows open at night. It kind of, you know, makes her a little nervous, which is totally understandable. One of the nice things about a whole house fan is I don't need to leave the windows all the way open like I would if I didn't have the whole house fan. I'll leave the windows open about 2 inches in the rooms that we're using. And then I put a piece of a pipe and lock the windows so they can't open anymore. And so she feels safe. And with a whole house fan on, I've got enough air coming in through those windows that it will actually cool the house without having to have every window in the house open, wide open, where somebody could easily climb in.
I was going to say, okay, so I'm with Betty because, you know, I listen to true crime a lot. So first thing I would say is
Betty does too. She loves true crime. So
That's why she says the windows will not be open all the way, sir. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, forget the crazy murderer. You also have to worry about bears. I mean, like, you know, bears, if bears want to get in, like, you don't want to invite them. So I'm with her on that, but I do think that, I would have loved to have had a whole house fan. And these, price wise, I know we can't really talk price because that depends on so many different things, but this is not a huge, I wouldn't say this is a huge expense, right? I mean, like
you're talking, you know, it's a couple grand. I mean, you're not talking ridiculous. You're not talking, like a whole new, HVAC system can cost you, you know, upwards towards $8,000 to $15,000 these days. And just to let you know, it's not getting any cheaper. We're seeing increases so far this year on our material. We've seen increases on equipment over 30%.
Oh, I believe
on equipment. It's nuts. 30% on equipment. That doesn't even get, don't even get me started on the copper line sets and wire and everything else. We've seen a couple hundred percent on those. So things are not getting cheaper. So if you're thinking about doing anything, do it now. And that was something else I was going to say, you know, like, in the shoulder season, we tend to be a little bit more economical with our pricing because things are a little bit slower. And I'm not the only contractor that'll say that. For HVAC department, it gets, when it's nice and temperate outside, we're not doing a lot. You can get a better deal. And, you know, especially now, I just got an email from my distributor. Our prices are going up another 6%. Next month. So every month I'm getting something from my distributor saying the prices are going up once again. Do it now. Don't wait. The other nice thing about doing it now is our guys can actually be up in your attic and it's not the temperature of the sun. We can do it during regular work hours, not having to do it before, 8 o'clock in the morning. Because it gets hot in those attics.
Yeah, I didn't think about it. That's probably not safe for people.
It'll get 150 degrees, 180 degrees easy in an attic. Oh, so it's, you know, you definitely want to do these type of things during the shoulder seasons, if you can, and if you are on the fence about doing something like a new HV system or in a whole house fan, now's the time to do it.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, things are not getting cheaper and labor's not getting cheaper either. I'm having to pay my guy. It's costing me more and more to attract talent right now. So yeah, things are not getting cheaper.
It's not easy right now. Let's just say that.
No, it's an interesting time.
I'm paying a lot for gas. I'm paying a lot at the grocery store. And as you know, I'm paying ridiculous amounts of money to insure a house. So yeah, I mean, it's challenging right now. Yeah,
your home insurance on your property, it's same, or in Detroit, what, 235%
increase? 238%
increase.
Jesus. And I was that's an interesting conversation I'm going to be having with someone. I mean, that's a lot, right? So, but that's just to say, like, everything right now just feels so tough. And so if there's a, you know, what we're trying to do as a small business, ABT, local business, is we're trying to find, like, where can we save? What can we help promote? Like, what, okay, obviously we're here to make money, but we want to try to get the word out when we know we've got a window. Yeah.
And what would best benefit our clients right now? And whole house fans are one of those things. It's a quick payback. And I love having one. My wife loves having it. And she didn't think she would. She's kind of like, why are you doing that? And I tried to explain it to her and she's like, whatever.
I'll trust you on this one, Andrew.
Yeah. And it doesn't really affect her because it's, you don't really see it. It's just a little grate that's in the attic or in the hallway. This is like another return air for your HVAC system. It's not, it's not, doesn't look bad. But once we got it in, she's like, I don't know how we lived without it. I mean, it just makes life so much more comfortable.
Yeah. Right.
And also, you know, like I like having air conditioning. I don't like using air conditioning. I moved to the mountains to live in the mountains and to live outdoors. And I don't like being all cooped up in a house and everything locked up. I like having fresh air coming in. So it's really nice to be able to sleep with the window open and having the fan going when you can, you know, when there's not huge amounts of forest fires.
Well, I mean, that's the other thing, right? Like, we can't be going. Yeah. So let's say that somebody had their interest piqued on this whole house fan idea. Can I drop the phone number and have them give us a call? Would that be
a little bit more time. So any other questions on the whole
house fan? On the whole house fan? Well, I do have some questions about the whole house fan, Andrew. And I would like to know, again, just if I have an air conditioning unit already and I feel really good about that, I'm all excited. You still, again, just to drive this home, there is still a benefit because I will be using that system less, most likely, if I go ahead and invest in this whole house fan. Because I can see people saying, well, I have air conditioning, I don't need this, but it's not, it's a beautiful add-on, right?
Yeah, that's where you're gonna realize the savings. I mean, if you don't have air conditioning, and you put one of these things in, it's more comfort because you're going to be running, you know, it's the equivalent. I think it's like 100 watts or something like that. It's almost nothing. It's like a light bulb, right? Leaving a light bulb on at night. It uses very, very, very little electricity. But you will see a little increase in your bill, right? A buck or two a month or something. But compare that to a compressor that's working. Mm-hmm. That's where you really see the savings. So it's not necessarily in lieu of air conditioning, it works really well with air conditioning.
With it, conjunction, right. So then that brings up for me really quickly. So is there a lot of maintenance associated with that? Is that one more thing that I have to?
Nothing. I mean, it's literally a fan, electric fan. If you can picture that, it's an electric fan that's hooked up to a piece of ductwork that has a plenum that has insulated doors that close when there's no air pressure against them. Really simple. And it's a light switch that turns it on and off. It's a little controller, but essentially just a light switch and an electric fan. So it's really, really basic. No maintenance, not required. Yeah.
Kind of like a plug it and leave it. That's awesome. I love those solutions.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, I do not actually, I'm sorry to tell you, have any more questions about.
Well, those are good questions. Cause how do they work? Yeah. So if you are thinking about it, definitely give us a call. We can give you a quote on it. And we're actually, I won't be talking about that. That's later on in the season. Thinking about, there was another option now that's later.
We'll talk about that on the next month.
But if you do have any questions about it or want to have somebody come out and take a look and see if it's something that we can install for you. That is one thing. It's not something you can necessarily put in on a modular home. Because we need an attic space.
Sure.
So if you don't have an attic space, it's not really going to necessarily work for you.
Sure. And
modular homes don't usually have attic spaces. But if you do want to have us come out and take a look, give us a call at
530-230-9092.
Or you can find us on the web at easyasabt.com. That's easyasabt.com. Like us on Facebook. We've got a lot of fun stuff on there. We've had some really good informational stuff. We've had some great comments on it lately on some home repair and maintenance. And that one about the smells on outlets and stuff like piqued a bunch of interest on people. Like, I never have thought about that, but that was great.
I never knew. Yeah. Be careful. If your walls stink, it could be an electrical wiring issue. You want to get that checked out right away.
So give us a call and thanks for listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.